Hi, my name is Carlos. How are you doing today?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Carlos. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm fine.
Yeah, today we're conducting an opinion survey about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Do you mind helping me out today?
Well, actually, I'm driving at this time.
Yes, ma'am, but it's just questions, ma'am, so you don't really have to grab anything. This is not a sales call. It's just questions, ma'am. It's not going to take that long.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So are you registered to vote in Texas?
Hold on a second.
Okay. Yeah, so while you drive, you can just pass the time with these surveys, ma'am. You gonna do anything?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what you mean?
All right, so are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
All right, so when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
All right. So, there's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Alvarez and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. So, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in a general election? So, you say definitely vote or probably vote in primary? Definitely vote or probably?
Yes, definitely.
All right. So next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each other following people or organizations, okay?
Okay.
So Victoria Nive Credo. So very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
All right. So, Elizabeth Ginsburg.
I haven't heard of her.
All right, that's fine. Colin Alvarez.
I've heard of him, yeah.
All right, so very favorable, somewhat, or somewhat unfavorable. Okay. And Joe Biden. So, very somewhat favorable.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay, okay. How about Nathan Johnson?
No, I don't know anything about him.
Don't know anything? Okay, how about Roland Gutierrez? Roland Gutierrez, nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Mm-mm. All right. Clay Jenkins.
Heard of him. I don't think I would vote for him.
So will you say someone unfavorable?
It's kind of hard to say about him. I'm in the middle with him. I'm not sure about him.
All right, so we have somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. All right, so Jasmine Simone.
I don't know Jasmine. You said Lamone?
Yeah, Simone. Okay. Mm-mm. All right. So, Ron Kirk?
What about him?
Yes. So, is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable to you?
And what is he running for?
Excuse me?
What is he running for?
This is for State Senate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Favorable.
All right. Somewhat or very?
Oh, yeah, very.
All right. Planned Parenthood. That's an organization. Planned Parenthood.
Right. Yes.
Very favorable or somewhat? All right.
Very favorable.
All right. So, in a Democratic primary for the State House Senate, Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simone or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
No, ma'am.
It's just general questions. Like, say, for instance, like somebody tells you, what do you choose? Just shooting it out there. What would you choose? Just a general question.
Is it Jasmine and what was the other person's name?
Jasmine Simone and Elizabeth Ginsburg.
I guess I'll go towards Jasmine.
All right. So, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? So, which is more important for a Democratic candidate to address? Okay, so it's going to be five issues I'm going to read about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, guns. Sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age of 21 for buying assault-style weapons. And the other one is local control, which is state Republicans preempted local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights, education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Okay? So, which one you prefer?
And not increase teacher pay and...
Yes. Yes, religious schools. Take your time, ma'am.
No, I'm not going to go against those guys.
This is just which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address.
Sorry, can't hear you. Hold on. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
All right, so which of the following five issues do you care about the most? So which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? You want to read it? Yeah, I'm going to read it. It's okay, ma'am. So the first one is guns, which is sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age of 21 for buying assault-style weapons. And local control is state Republicans preempted local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights. And Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. And abortion. Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms and voting rights, which is restrictions on voting, electional denial, and threats to democracy. So which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address?
Oh, wow.
Just choose one, Matt. Just choose one. You can choose one.
Choose one.
So guns, local control, education, abortion, voting rights.
Don't say gun.
All right. And what is the next most important issue? Local control, education, abortion, or voting rights?
Abortion and education. Okay, pick one or the other.
Yeah, just choose one, ma'am.
I'm going to say abortion rights right now.
Thank you. So now, in general, which type of candidate and the Democratic primary of the state house of do you prefer? Okay? So I'm going to read this first statement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one who has the best shot of repeating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong, well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message. And the second statement is, one with the most liberal positions on issue who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party. So which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the state house do you prefer?
Can you read that to me one more time? I'm sorry.
Yes, so the first statement is one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message. And the other one is one with the most liberal positions on issues who has long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party. So which one you prefer, ma'am?
Mm. Wow. Well, that's really not a good comparison. Because what is the Democratic, you know, party? What makes them, what's the difference?
No, it's just the Democratic state house is more like the, more like just for the state. More like just for the state, not for just for like outside the state, more like local.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're going against the Republican side. So like, so the question is, what type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the state house would you prefer? Like what kind of person? Yes.
That's actually
going to
do what they say they're
going to
do and get
their jobs. So out of the two statements that I just read, which one you prefer?
Both of those statements are kind of, I'm not sure.
All right. That's okay. So next, rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House. Jasmine Simone leads you to definitely vote for her. Probably vote for her, and does not impact your opinion at all. Okay, so this is going to explain who Jasmine Simone is, basically, okay?
Okay.
All right, so in Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big governments out of our local communities. So will you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your vote?
If she's who I think she is, I'll probably vote for her.
All right, so probably vote for her?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simone because she is the fighter where broad appeal to Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. So with this statement, would you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your decision? Alright, so next statement is, Jasmine Simone is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. So with this statement, will you definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her, or does that does not impact your decision?
The statement you read was by her camp?
Yes.
Can you read it again? I'm sorry.
Yes. So Jasmine Simone is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. So with this statement, will you definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her, or does not? So which one? Probably again? All right. So next is, Jasmine Simone will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for a Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fulfilling funding the state's obligation to public education. So definitely, probably, does not impact. Alright, so does that impact?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Alright, so Jasmine Simone is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. So definitely, probably, or does not impact?
Definitely.
Alright. So you said definitely vote for her?
Yes.
All right. So Jasmine Simone is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison
for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely, probably does not impact. Alright, so Jasmine Simone is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firm who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. So definitely, probably does not impact.
Definitely.
Alright, so Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this house seat blue with Jasmine Simone's common sense and problem-solving approach. So definitely, probably does not impact.
Probably.
All right. So Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. So would you definitely vote, probably, or does not impact?
Sure. Can you read that one again? I'm sorry.
Yes, so Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Doesn't impact.
All right. So Jasmine Simone puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Well, you definitely, probably does not impact.
Probably.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
From North Survey.
No, I'm talking about where are you calling from?
From Florida. From Florida, Orlando, Florida.
Oh, okay. So there's a time difference, right? Most likely.
Yeah. Yes.
Here, it's almost 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, but don't worry, ma'am. But don't worry, ma'am. Your time is really appreciated, and your opinion does matter, ma'am. Okay?
Are you almost done?
Yeah, we're almost done, ma'am. We're like 85%. Okay?
Because I'm about to get out of my car, and I think we'll lose connection.
Oh, lose connection?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, but don't worry. It's not going to take that long, ma'am. It's not going to take that long, okay? We're at 85%.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. So you definitely, probably, does not impact.
Definitely.
Excuse me?
Definitely.
All right. And Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault gun weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Definitely, probably?
Definitely.
All right. And Jasmine and her husband have raised the children in the city park cities. Does not impact, probably, or definitely?
Does not impact.
Thank you. All right. So Liz is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is respected Texas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. So based on this information about Jasmine Simone and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?